One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discord. Oh, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're live. It's Discord Radio. It's December 16th, 2014. Lots happening on today's show. We are in the depths of the Christmas party season. It's Shingdin night number 9. We've got an interview today with Jansen cover band Rec Center. It's also our third last show of 2014, and myself, Matt, Liz, and CJ are all going to talk about our favorite local releases of the year, including one from these guys who first took our fancy last year, but their album Thrash Rock Legacy came out in March. It's Mounties on Discorder Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio. Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
We are back on Discorder Radio. Yes, that was Mounties. Steve Bays, Hoxley Workman, Ryan Dahl, and Parker Bosley. And the track we heard there was Waking Up on Time, something that's very hard to do these days as we're zeroing in on the winter solstice. It is middle December. It's that pre-Christmas buzz is in the air. Lots of Christmas parties, including this past weekend. I think a lot of us, we even got a nice little red bow on our microphone. Nice touch there, CJ.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I was saying thank you, but but
yeah, I thought I'd add a little Christmas spirit to our beautiful little studio here, which doesn't have a single bauble, I just noticed.
This is true. Well, we're still technically 9 days away, and just how the dates work this year, we're kind of going to have, this is going to be the first of sort of three end of year slash Christmas slash New Year's slash holiday festive times on Discorder Radio. Yeah, and we're going to do a bit of a year in review later in the show, along with, of course, DJ CJ right here, and Liz Holiday and Matt Muse are both in the house.
Yo, yo.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to get to that later in the show, but first, let's do a little recap, as we like to do, on some live music-y things we got to take part in over the past weekend. CJ, you went and you saw a show on Friday night, was it?
Yes, on Saturday night, actually. It was at the Backstage Lounge. CITR's very own Rohit Joseph was performing with his band called Class Act. And they played with another amazing funk band called Jaguar, who played around town a lot, especially with Derival, who was a recent Peak Performance Project runner-up. So exciting. It was a fantastic show. Jaguar was doing an album recorded live off the stage, so... It was quite a good time.
Oh, and because of that, they limited the capacity, correct?
They did.
They didn't want any hoodlums like throwing beer bottles or whatnot coming.
Although
in
it did get quite loud, and they went with it. They went with it, so it was great. They ended their show with a cover of like a funk cover of Pharrell Williams' "Happy." So everybody ended the night well.
Everybody ended happy.
Yeah.
Nice. Just like our favorite kind of massages. Okay. Yeah. Maybe a little too racy for 5:10 on a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, we try to keep it that way. Speaking of family show, there was a great little family gathering happening on Sunday afternoon at the Wood Studio. We actually got to chat with Trina and Benji last week about their event, Pancakes and Jam. Mm-hmm. Now, Liz, we were both there, but we missed each other, unfortunately.
Yes, sadly.
But please tell me about your experiences at this Jammy Jam on Sunday afternoon.
It was my first time, so I didn't know what to expect. I know you guys mentioned something about it being tucked away upstairs and that you wouldn't expect it to be there. So as I was pulling up on the bus, I saw these people standing outside who looked like they probably would have been going to Pancakes and Jam. So I took that as a cue, and I kind of followed them in their yoga pants upstairs, and I found the like nest of music and hugs that it was.
Completely. That's well said, yeah.
Yeah.
And yoga pants is only one of many accepted attires there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No shoes was a big thing.
That's true. No shoes. I mean, it's December and it's cold outside, but inside it was so warm and cozy.
Warmth.
There was lots of shirtless dudes.
Yeah.
Did you see there was like these monkey bars? These guys were doing like push-ups and they were doing some calisthenics on the all during like a music jam. It was a really interesting time.
It was weird.
Good weird.
Great. Like a great comfy vibe.
Yeah. Kind of like the music CJ's playing in the background about now.
Just.
Well, wasn't the Bosphus King supposed to play there?
Yes. In fact, when I spoke with Benji on Saturday, he was like, Sunday, he's like, oh, you just missed it. He was amazing. And I guess he played the set from about 2:30 to 3:30. I only got there closer to 4.
I think I probably left right before he started.
Wow.
So
we bookended missing the performance of Bosphus King. But nonetheless, I heard it was great. And hopefully he'll be back in 2015 for more.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you want to go to this warm and cuddly, cozy
Shoes optional.
Jam. Optional. Pancakes and jam, and the food, as always, is delicious, and hospitality is even more
absolutely
delicious. Every second Sunday at Wood Studio 2nd in Ontario. We'll see you there in 2015 for sure. Okay, so anything else? Matt, you want to pipe in any kind of live music things over the past week?
I did nothing live music related in the past week. I'm sorry.
Well, we appreciate your honesty. Something else that happened, this is kind of going back on the Christmas tip, which we tickled a bit earlier. you're giving me this look. You're like, where is he going with this? Well, I want to talk about this lovely package we got in the mail today. Everyone loves receiving snail mail, and so happy to receive not only a CD, but also a handwritten letter from these guys all the way from Ottawa. I knew we had a nice little local following. I didn't know we had regular listeners that were engaged enough to want to send us handwritten letters from Ottawa. But CJ, I'll let you do the honors if you'd like to.
Me, not at all. You've got the lovely voice. You read it.
Well, thank you. But the one who was holding the postcard.
I was trying to find it.
He's passing it over here. Okay, so these guys, they're known as Sills and Smith. It looks like, based on their personalized postcard, there's about 8 members to the band, including a Frank Smith and a Jeremy Sills. And there's a bunch of other guys in the band as well. But they gave us a little card here that says, "Hey, Wade and Shirag." Truth be known, that is DJ CJ's real name. There you go. Breaking news. Yeah. Just like my real name is actually Jordan.
Oh my God.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun.
This is too much for one episode.
Stop the press. Anyways, hey, Wade and CJ, please give our new album a listen. Perhaps you'll play a track or two on your show. Best wishes, Frank Smith of Sills and Smith. Okay, well, you know what? Ask and you shall receive for that lovely handwritten note. We're gonna give love right back. They're giving us a gift. We're gonna give them a track, and everyone's gonna get some peace because the track is called "Give Us Some Peace" by Sills and Smith. Their Discord Radio debut here on CITR 101.9 FM.
There's a fine line between right and wrong. What divides us should make us get along. Sick and tired of named bodies and bombs, seen through CNN cameras at dawn. Give us peace.
I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Ow! 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 Oh, yeah. Callous.
All my sins are bound to me. I was told.
I felt nothing but the sun in my eyes, tearing me up, and don't be surprised.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Rec Center with initials off of Monster of the Week. Rec Center is the Jan Sember cover band, and the front man, who I guess is the man that's on the cover this month, is one none other than Alex Hudson, who's also joining us on the line right now from right here in Vancouver. Alex, how you doing?
Hey, way. Good. How's it going?
Awesome. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Excellente. Nice, Rec Center, doing it.
Yeah, can't, it's really weird to see my face, reproduced so many times.
Well, not only that, but I feel that this cover, it's because you're kind of half holding the skeleton in front of your face. I've seen a lot of people holding the Discorder magazine with the cover on it, half in front of their face. In fact,
I've seen that too. That's weird. You know, like when people. Like, it's called sleeve facing. If you, like, put a record over your face and then somebody's face becomes your face.
Yeah.
So, like, my bandmate Jay Arner released a record last year where the album cover was just his face. So I think he experienced the same thing last year with all these people sort of taking photos of his face in place of their face. And it's a strange sensation to see somebody basically turn your own face into a mask.
Nice. And what do you call it again?
Oh, sleeve facing.
Sleeve facing.
So like a record sleeve. If you put that over your face. Mine is a magazine cover, so it's not quite the same.
Would you actually attempting a sleeve facing tactic with this little skull thing we have here on the cover?
It certainly wasn't my intention, but I think it worked out well.
Nice. Nice. So you guys, what a great month it's been for you guys. Cover of Discorder magazine for the coveted, highly coveted 2-month Jan Sember issue.
Yeah, what an honor.
Yeah, as well, headlining spot at the Discorder fundraiser about 2 weeks ago, actually, at the Hindenburg. Yeah. That was a great, great show. Glad you guys could, it had a huge crowd come out. I felt like you guys were kind of playing around the peak of the night.
It was like, I think it was like second last, which is like a pretty, pretty primo spot for any band playing a show.
Yeah. Now, even though you are the one who kind of is the main guy, you've written all the tracks yourself, you play most of the instruments on the album, you had a nice band with you that night. Mm-hmm. Who's in the band? What are their parts? Yeah, tell us about those. Well, who else is with you?
Jay, who I mentioned, is playing drums with me, and he's the guy who played, you know, he played on every song on the record in some capacity. He played all the drums on the album, and I recorded this album with him. I recorded my last one with him as well. So Jay's super involved with pretty much everything Rec Center's done. I've never played a show without him. Because I used to play more shows than I do now a few years ago, and Jay was always a part of it then. He's still part of it now. Robbie Nall on bass, plays in a band called Brothers Fjord and sometimes solo stuff of his own. Then I've got Jessica on keyboards. She is in a band called Energy Slime along with Jay.
Yes.
And then I have my old-time friend Colin Dodd, who I went to high school with, on keys. He was actually in Said the Whale very briefly, but he's just sort of playing his own stuff right now.
Very cool. You mentioned Electric Slime. We got a chance to play a bit of that stuff last week. Jay's new release.
It's such a weird concept for an album or for a 7-inch. You know, putting 10 songs onto a 7-inch. But I think it's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, we were listening to it for the first time here last week, and we couldn't get enough of it actually. And the song's so short, you can't help but enjoy them.
Yeah, you know, you could pretty much just sort of play one entire side of that record and you know, play it all the way through on the radio, and it would fit nicely with the format.
Nice. Now, it's funny, you and Jay have a bit of an interesting history. I was reading here that you first interviewed him, and that's how
that's
you guys
true.
Became buddies. What about the whole, like, you know, journalist-source separation code of contact?
Well, I think I maybe, you know, that was 4 or 5 years ago. I probably take that a little more seriously now that I've sort of have been doing journalism for a long time, and I'm a bit more professional about it. But at the time, it just seemed totally natural that we were talking about how to record, and then we happened to live close together, so why not me go over to his house and, you know, see firsthand what he was talking about? It was very organic, the way the sort of we became friends and collaborators. And I mean, it's never happened like that, you know, ever before, and I'm sure we'll never again, but it was a pretty fortuitous meeting of minds.
Nice. Yeah, you just went with the flow and it happened.
What's that saying?
I said you just went with the flow and it happened.
Yeah, that's right. It's been as I say, it's very organic, and it's having your main collaborator be just like a friend. It's sort of, I think, the way it has to work.
Good stuff. Now, also, talk about the decision not to tour for this record.
Well, I have a job. You know, I as I say, I'm a journalist, so I'm pretty focused on my career, and I pay the rent of a person who is focused on a career rather than a musician. You know, I don't live in like a house I share with 7 people, and I pay I have dogs and some responsibilities. I feel that it would be sort of weird if I were to just uproot my life for half of the year. And I mean, I guess if I really wanted to, I could figure out a way to make it work, but I think I'm probably just a little too much of a homebody to really want to slog it out playing for 5 people in Sault Ste. Marie.
Fair enough. Well, I respect your decision to keep it as a hobby, I suppose, or at least a local hobby. You got a great local following here. It's nice to see that even though you're not going to be touring nationally, you're playing some local shows and you're getting a nice bit of local press.
More shows. I didn't know whether there was going to be a lot of shows in support of this record, but I think there are going to be some more because everybody in the band is on board. To do that, and like really the reason I make music is because I like writing songs and I like recording them, and playing live was never really my intention, and certainly touring is not, but now that we actually are playing live, sort of, it's a lot more fun than I expected. So I think we're going to keep it up.
Awesome. Why don't we give another one of your tracks a spin here? This is going to be the title track to the album Monsters of the Week. And if you don't mind sticking around, we're going to have one little, because as you mentioned, you are a music journalist. I wouldn't mind getting your take on some of the top picks of 2014. So we're going to play the track right now. We'll come back. We'll chat a little further with Alex Hudson of Rec Center. And here is Rec Center with Monster of the Week on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Monster of the Week, the title track to Rec Center's latest release. And we are joined right now on the line by Alex Hudson of Rec Center. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hey.
Good. Great.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we've been chatting a little bit before about what Rec Center, some of the other members of Rec Center and decisions not to tour and all that. But now, and you mentioned one of the reasons you didn't want to tour is you're focusing on your journalist career. Of course, you are a writer for Beetroot Magazine.
Among others.
Yes, one of the best friend magazines to a Discorder. We actually got a whole stack of Beetroots right out in front of the station here.
Oh, great!
Yeah. And so with this time of year, of course, everybody's doing their best of lists, best of 2014. I noticed a lot of your fellow contributors and collaborators had some really interesting things to say in Beetroot. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to hear from you while we got you in the line. What were your top picks, top local picks of 2014, and why?
Well, I've really been enjoying the Sonoya Caves record, Beyond the Black Rainbow. That's Jeremy Schmidt of the band Black Mountain. Sort of makes solo synth music on the side.
Nice.
And I sort of developed a bit of a fascination this year for, you know, in the last couple of years actually, for, you know, ambient synth music and for sort of creepy horror movie soundtracks. And if we can
make a quick mention, listeners, too, you were played acoustic guitar for years, and you only got into the keyboards in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I my girlfriend bought me piano lessons a couple of years ago for a Christmas present, and I happened to have a keyboard sitting around the house, so it's sort of... Rec Center became more of a synth keyboard band because of what I was doing and the materials I had available, and so sort of made the transition over from guitar to keyboards.
Nice. Well, that's pretty obvious with the Rec Center album there.
Yeah. So it's that sort of sound is definitely being inspired by by listening to some, you know, ambient synth music and instrumental synth music.
Such
and,
as Sonoya Caves.
That's why Sonoya Caves, I think, had such a big effect on me. It came along at the exact right time for me.
Nice, nice. And was there and maybe an honorable mention?
Prairie Cat is a really fantastic record. He put out an album called Who Knows Where to Begin. And it's been a long time since he released a record. He I think his last one was in 2009 or something like that. He, you know, sort of, I've been waiting for years for him to come out with something again. And he came back and he put out a record that was just as good as what he was doing before, which was great. So
awesome. And both Sonoya Caves and Prairie Cat have a bit of a Discorder connection. Prairie Cat, there was a feature done on Prairie Cat back in the October issue, I believe. Liz Holiday, you got a chance to update us on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah,
yes, you
it
did.
Was good.
Yes, you did.
Carrie Pratt, Prairie
nice,
Cat.
Nice, nice. And then Sonoya Caves. I think we're going to play a track right now from Sonoya Caves. This one's called 1983, which is a huge year for us here because it's when not only the year that CITR went to the FM dial, but it's also the same year that Discorder magazine was first published. So we'll play some Sonoya Caves for you, Alex. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Best of luck with Rec Center and look forward to seeing some more shows locally here in 2015.
Thank you, and thank you so much to Discorder and CITR for all the support you've given Rec Center. It's pretty amazing to have people wanna you know play your stuff.
Our absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Cheers. Here's Sonoya Caves with 1983 on Discorder Radio, CITR.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Thank you. Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. CITR would like to congratulate Feng Shui for moving on to the Shindig semifinals. This Tuesday, December 16th, come to the Hindenburg for soulful hip-hop from Purple Heart Social Club, New Wave from Raised on DJs, and Poppy Garage Punk from The Clothes.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM. CITR.ca here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
We're back on Discorder Radio. And that was before that. By the way, last track we heard, Sonoya Caves, 1983. And thanks again to Alex Hudson of Rec Center for joining us here on the line. Okay, so now turning it over to the top picks of 2014. Sonoya Caves was Alex Hudson's top choice of the year. We're going to go run around the table here, a bit of a round table amongst the Discorder staff. Liz Holiday, yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Looking very stylish with your hat and your black lipstick. You're so funky today.
I am. That's what I was going for.
Nice.
Extra funk, just for you.
Well, you nailed it.
Oh, thank you.
guys, it's a radio show. It's a radio show.
We want to give the listeners a visual for what the lovely Liz Holiday looks like.
Just to jump in real quick, on the early edition that's running on Radio 1, they lit a menorah on the air, like on the radio.
What?
Yeah, okay.
I was like, what? It's the radio guy. Yeah.
Could you hear like the crackling?
No, the guy, the rabbi sang the prayer that they do when they lit. Oh. So I guess he must have. Yeah.
And did they spin a Dr. Dreidel?
Oh, we did. We saw
Radio 1,
Dreidel.
So.
Maybe not, but that was a great little
anyway,
internet meme.
Music
guy. Yes. Dr. Dreidels. Get him this Hanukkah. Okay. 2014 top picks, Liz Holiday. Go.
Yeah. Okay. For local picks, I'm going to start with Rosie June. Rosie June was the first thing I ever covered on Discorder Radio.
You love Rosie June.
I love Rosie June. I think she's great, and her album Listening Post is fantastic. And so she definitely my top choice for local. Are we doing runners up?
Sure. And by the way, apparently she likes us too because she follows us on Twitter now.
Yes.
Awesome.
So thanks, Rosie. That's great. That's very exciting. Probably my runner up would be the new Pornographers album, Brill Bruisers. Just so good. So
yes.
Good. Undeniably so. Canadian wise, the Always. Alves album, that was really good. They're Toronto based, so still within the country. And internationally, I want to give a shout out to Jamie T's Carry On the Grudge, because Jamie T hasn't released an album in like 5 years, and then all of a sudden, a couple days before my birthday, this new one just appeared, and it's... If you haven't listened to Jamie T, you should definitely check him out, anyone.
And Jamie T is from where?
The UK. He's fantastic.
Rightio.
Yeah, that's just what he sounds like. And he's really good stuff.
Sure, he's a lovely old chap.
But just like that, yeah.
Okay.
So definitely worth checking out. But yeah, that's my 2014 top picks.
Good stuff. So why don't we give Rosie a bit of a spin?
Yes, this is going to be Figure 8, which is one of my favorites from the album, Listening Post.
Wake up in a while. We can go. Enough time for us to see everything. We can fade out in a dream. We can jump out on the count of three. Where the window lifts us out. It tumble and rolls far enough.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Rosie June, Liz Holliday's top local release of 2014. Now it's on to Matt Muse. How you doing, my man?
Not too bad.
Alrighty.
So yeah, for my, like, I always have a hard time picking favorites at the end of like a year, especially when there's been a lot of solid ones. This year, it's pretty clear. Like, there's some definite standouts. So for my international pick, I've been really into Run the Jewels and their second album, Run the Jewels 2. If you read any like music internet stuff, I'm sure you'll see it at the top of like all the hip hop lists. It's getting loads of hype lately, and it's super interesting because it's two guys, Killer Mike and LP, who are both from like totally different rap backgrounds. Like Killer Mike was a protege of Outkast from, of course, Atlanta. So he's like, you know, Dirty South kind of background gangster, Southern gangster. And then LP is this underground, like backpack New York rap guy from Brooklyn. He was in a group called Company Flow back in the 90s. And so both were like super well respected in their own circles, but like didn't get a whole lot of play outside of that. And then they teamed up for a Killer Mike solo album called RAP, Rap Music, in 2012. And then they made an album together as a band called Run the Jewels in 2013. And then in 2014, Run the Jewels 2. So it's like the last 3 years, these dudes have become like BFFs. And yeah, they're just blown up now. And they're like, they're 39, both of them, and been making music for ages. And they're like just blowing up now. So it's super interesting to watch.
Nice.
And yeah, so that's my international pick. My national pick.
And there's a bit of a local connection too, because they played here recently.
Yeah, back in like... when was that? October or something like that? It was a while back.
And they were also the cover on Beatroot yeah. magazine as well, a couple months ago as well.
Yeah, I spoke to them for a story I wrote for Vice about they're actually, this is a whole other thing to get into, but they're re-recording their whole album using cat noises for charity. Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, in fact,
watch for that in 2015.
Yes, and maybe we'll play Jingle Cats next week in honor of that.
Oh, God.
And on our Christmas special. Stay tuned.
Yikes. Okay, so yeah, my other two picks would be National, band I've also gushed about on this show before, Death From Above 1979. So their triumphant return after their classic 2004 album, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, and that's just like, it came out and everyone loved it, and then they like hated each other and broke up. But they're back together now, they've been playing shows, and they released a follow-up LP, and it is like super, super good. And I like... This is like almost sacrilege to say, but it's like, I think I like it better than the first one.
Wow.
It's great. It's a really
bold statement.
It's a really good record. I highly recommend you check it out.
Nice. You may have heard the single too, 1979.
Trainwreck 79. Yeah. That's not even the best one on the album. It's just, it's varied. It's all over the, unlike the, you know, it's not quite as the one trick, like dance rock kind of thing in the first one. There's like kind of, anyway, check it out. It's really good.
Nice. And locally.
So locally, we actually played her on the show last week. So a couple weeks ago, Wade and I were down at the Peak Performance Project for the finals, and we were interviewing Good for Grapes, and the photo I was taking, this girl comes up and photobombs it and like introduces herself. Her name's Chersey, and she's a musician based in Vancouver. And so, yeah, like she introduced herself, and then so I went and checked out her EP, which came out earlier this year. It's called Gray Matter, and it's super good. I've been listening to it like nonstop for the last like couple weeks.
Yeah, we were just thinking, like, who knew this cute little photobomber was just so damn talented at the time?
Yeah, she does like a loop pedal, multiple instruments, where she'll like build up the instrumentation live, sort of like you'd see someone like Owen Pallett or Hannah Epperson do, using like, you know, she was like a trumpet and a clarinet and a keyboard and like a guitar. And yeah. And so yeah, the track I'm going to play, it's actually the last track on her, her Gray Matter EP from earlier this year. It's called Requiem. So this is, yeah, Chersey on CITR.
Jagged words
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Chersey. That was Matt Muse's top local release of 2014. We're going to move right along here. DJ CJ.
Hello.
The man turning all the keys and putting the buses up and down is trying to plug some things in. He's multitasking left, right, and center, but he's still going to be able to eloquently tell us about his favorite release of 2014.
Sure. Let's start like Matt did. I guess my favorite sort of Canadian and international, sort of slash international, would be Mac DeMarco's Salad Days. Mm. I mean, when the album came out, I didn't listen to it, but I did a couple of months later, and it was gorgeous. Like, yeah, it was my summer jam. I heard it pretty much every week. I didn't hear it every hour, which I wish I did, but it's only like a half an hour album, and he recorded it in his apartment in Brooklyn, New York. But of course, he's like... He grew up in Edmonton, moved to Vancouver, and then moved to Montreal, and then to New York. So he's been around, this guy, but yeah.
So even though it's recorded in Brooklyn, he's still a Canuck. He's still one of ours.
Yeah, of course. Once a Canadian, always Canadian.
No doubt, eh?
Eh.
For sure. For sure, eh? Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, so coming back to the local scene, one of my favorites, I guess, of this year was The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, who I guess we first saw at the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue or the Block Party, one of those two B parties.
Yeah, I think that was the one about 18 months ago, the one they had at the end of the 2013 school year.
And then we saw them after that. We saw them at Rifflandia, I think.
Yes. And they also were in the Peak Performance Project last year.
I've seen the Biltmore, they're killer. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So they've been around, and their album came out in June of 2014. It was called A Real Fine Mess. And it was a real banger. Like, it's just the blues and their Telecaster grooves are just amazing. It's just unreal tunes. And I love it. Let's play some of it. Let's talk more tunes on CITR.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. That was DJ CJ's top local release of 2014.
We've also
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
How about yourself, Wade? I'm sure you've got plenty of albums.
I do. I guess
it's been an amazing year for us as festivals, as for parties, for everything.
For sure. And we're very lucky to, you know, what we do here at Discorder Radio, get a chance to go to a lot of these festivals, get access to all this great music. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the festivals and some of the shows we saw in 2 weeks' time on December 30th, our official last show of 2014. We're going to talk about the best shows we've seen this past year. But we're going to stick right now to the format. We're going to be sticking to just our favorite releases of 2014. There's lots of great local releases this year. I want to give honorable mentions to a band called Reef Shark, which had a great little album called Better Weather and a real infectious, spaced out, scuzzy pop track called Frozen Beaches, which we played here a couple times early in the summer. I also want to give honorable mention to Mounties. We played off the top, even though we discovered them last year, and their single Headphones and this If This Dance Catches On came out in 2013. The album Thrash Rock Legacy was released officially in March, and that was the band we, of course, kicked it off the top with. Bit of a Canadian supergroup there, Mounties are. And so for me, my favorite local pick of 2014 is a band simply known as Cool. Oh, yeah. Now, let's just, yeah, before we play the track, I want to just give a little quick little background here on the fact that this album, that the track this is about to play is from, is a really cool concept album called Paint, where they've basically taken 8 tracks, all a different color. This album actually was released the same day, March 4th, that the Mounties album was released. And basically Cool, it's kind of like the second coming of Apollo Ghosts, featuring Adrian Teacher and Amanda Pizzuti, along with Sean Mrazek of Sean Mrazek Lives. I guess he is the joining those two ex-ghosts. Funny how the ghosts are joining someone that lives and becoming this new infusion of Cool, sometimes also known as Cool TV. We're still not exactly sure what to call them, but if you Google this band, the band name is Cool at Cool. Oh, CJ, you got it.
I believe the name of this band is Cool at Bandcamp.
There you go.
.bandcamp.
For a while, they were the hardest band to Google in the city, but then something happened with like their SEO, and I don't know what they did, but somehow now just all you do is Google Cool Vancouver or Cool Band, and these guys will come up. So without further ado, this is my favorite single off my favorite local release from 2014, and the song we're going to end the show with today, it's Saffron by Cool on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. Coming up next is Flex Your Head with Mike. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Talk to you soon. Discord Radio on CITR.
Straight line. Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following program...